Oh my god. I hope my voice doesn't sound like shit.
God damn.
Okay. What up? Oh shit. Ooh. I just woke up. Let me take a few steps back here. Today is Wednesday, June 9th, which is wild because, I don't know, it's like weird, like June and July and even to some degree September are months that just like feel like they don't really exist. I don't really know why, like June and July, it's like they go by, it's like, okay, cool, and then it's like, you know, I don't know, no disrespect to anybody who was born in any of these months, but it's like they just seem rather insignificant in the grand scheme of like a whole year, you know. I feel like every other month like has its, for the most part, like has its thing and has its like, you know, has some level of like clout, and like June and July just don't, like they're just kind of there, at least for me personally, they're just kind of there. They come, they go, and say, okay, well, you know, that technically happened, but like nothing significant happened. But it's June 9th. Word. Wednesday, June 9th. I just recently woke up from a nap that I took today. That was a very unintentional nap that I took today. I did not mean to take a nap. I was just in bed and then I woke up. So, you know, logically, you can kind of piece together what happened in between that time. I have no idea when I fell asleep. I have no idea how long I've been asleep. So we're doing great. I'm just trying to kind of piece things together right now. But yeah, happy Wednesday. I'm back with another episode. Episode 24, I believe. I didn't really check. I kind of keep a mental note. I try to, at least. Keep a mental note of, like, the days, or how many episodes exactly I have. Like, I don't really, let's see, let's check. Yeah, this is 24, I was right, lit. Episode 24, I did not release one last Wednesday, like I predicted that I would. I apologize for that. I just didn't have anything to talk about, honestly. That's the only reason I didn't make one last week. Like, I sat down to do it, and I sat down to, like, you know, got everything set up, and I had been thinking about it all day. Or, no, I won't say all day, but, you know, I knew it was something I was going to do, and then I went and sat down to do it, and I was like, I literally have nothing to talk about. And I was like, it just didn't feel right. I was like, I'm not just going to go in there and just, like, bullshit for 30 minutes about nothing. I mean, the thing about me is, like, once I get started talking about something, like, you know, it's kind of a slippery slope where I could talk about it for a while, but like my mind was just head empty, no thoughts last Wednesday, and so that is why I did not release one. I didn't have shit to say. But back this week, because I have a little bit more shit to say this week. Not a ton, but like a little bit more. So first things first, I guess I'll start with the fact that for anyone who has been listening to this knows, like, the second season of my brand was underway and it was released and everything, and like, you know, blah blah blah. Well, the actual orders, because everything is made to order up at this point, the actual orders ended up getting finished like way sooner than I expected. The timeline that I got from them was, I think I like called it in like really late May, like towards the end of May, and they're like, yeah, you know, we have a lot of, you know, a lot going on basically. We're looking at June 17th as a the finish completion date. What the fuck am I saying? As the completion date. And I was like, you know, okay, like, you know, can't really do anything about that. So, okay, I was like, all right, June 17th it is. And then this past week while I was at work, I think it was Friday, it was the 11th, right? No. The 11th is in 2 days. It was the 4th. Because I'm pretty sure it was a Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. It was the 4th. They emailed me. I'm like, yeah, we're done. I was just like, okay. And so they got done finished a lot sooner than expected, which means that I got to go and get them and get them mailed out a lot sooner than expected, which is always nice. But spent most of yesterday packaging everything and getting it ready to take to the mail. Shout out to Caroline for helping me with that. And then, yeah, dropped it off at the mail today. I've been just running errands today, like shit, honestly. Dropped them off at the mail today to get shipped out, so I'm super excited to finally get those out and get those in people's hands and to hear about it once they kind of touch down. Because, again, it's all happening a lot sooner than originally predicted, so which is nice. So there's that. What else? Fuck, there's something else I want to talk about. Oh, yeah, so that, I mean, that happened, but I still have, it's like wild because, so here's the thing with that, right? And I may have talked about this before, but I don't remember, so if I have, just bear with me. Everything's made to order up to this point. It was that way the first season, which I released in September of 2020. And it was that way this time around. And so with that, you have to do like one of a couple things with most brands. Obviously run off of stock. Obviously most brands have like a certain number of things, and once they sell out, and that's kind of the end of it. With things that are made to order, it's more so you have to use time as like your deadlines, and you have to have it open and closed for a certain amount of time. Obviously because at some point you have to like get them made. And so again, for anyone who like paid any attention, it was season 2. I kept open for a week. I kept open from May, I believe it was 15th, which was a Friday or Saturday. Which was a Saturday, to May 22nd, which was the following Saturday. This was on purpose. But since then, during that week and even after that week, I've gotten hella questions about like why only a week? Am I gonna open it back up? Shit like that, like yada yada yada, right? From a ton of different people. And I keep having to answer it. And so I want to just go on record and answer it now, hopefully for the final time. Everything is made to order. I keep saying this. Therefore, and also another important factor of this is that this is 100% me at this point. Like, my business is a 100% me at this point. So I have to do everything. Which is, again, not a complaint, just like putting information out there. The people who I have to use, the manufacturer that I use to make the shirts this go around, they're located an hour away from where I live. You know, and it is not, and getting these shirts made was not inexpensive in any way, shape, or form. Fact it opened my eyes to just how expensive all of this can be. So with all those factors coming into play, I kept it open for a week in order to try to be fair to everyone, but also like, yeah, and in order to try to be fair to everyone, but also to try to like do this in the most efficient way possible. That is the way that I came up with. That was the most efficient because, one, I cannot go back and forth out there all the time. Two, the more separate orders that I put in with them, the more times I have to keep driving back and forth up there, which is not really, you know, efficient or possible, just because I only have like only have 2 days that I can really get anything done. So there's that. They also had to order them from California. Like, the manufacturer I had, like, t-shirts that they were using, they just didn't have sitting around. So it's like they had to order them from California to get to them, and then they had to, you know, put the art on them before it even got to me. And so roughly 2 weeks just to from, you know, for production, which is a lot of time. And yeah, just to try to be fair to everyone, I kept it open for a week, so that way the people who ordered very early in the week would not have to wait forever to get their stuff. Because I mean, even though I said this and it was well documented on my website, like, I mean, I don't want to make people wait 4 weeks for something if I don't have to. I don't want to make people wait longer if I don't have to. And so it was kept open for a week in order to be efficient, in order to put in one order with the t-shirt company. So they only had to order one time from California. I only had to go up there one time. I only had to, you know, package everything once, ship everything out once, and everybody can get their stuff in a timely manner. And it's like, I can't, like, I don't know, I'm not in a position where I can't just keep it open for everyone forever, because I don't just have a stock sitting that I can just pull from continuously. I wish I did. At some point I will, and that'd be great, but I don't at this point. And so that was the thought process behind it, for anybody wondering, just because I've gotten so many questions about it. And, you know, and some of them are fair. Some of them are like, you know, they didn't know that I was doing that. You know, they didn't get the word. They didn't get word that this was a thing, which is fair. But some of them are a little bit less so. It's like, you know, like, while I, you know, appreciate the support and kind of want everyone to have an opportunity to, like, get whatever they may want from me, it's like I also have to, like, work on deadlines, and I can't, like, wait for people to do these things just because, like, I'll be waiting forever. That shit is, nah, that's just not a, you know, that just doesn't bode well for an operation, an efficient operation. Season 2 is done. I may or may not bring it back, just because, like, you know, in the future, if enough people ask for it, like, I may bring it back. I'm not opposed to that. But yeah, that's what's going on with that. Not that anyone asked, but I guess that was on my mind to a degree. But short of that, June is the 6th month? Damn, we are just about halfway. Oh my god, I keep fucking burping. God damn. We are just like about halfway through this bitch. That's dope. That's cool. It's kind of weird. I'm kind of in a place where I feel like I've hit several, not forks, but like, I'm kind of at a place where, like, some decisions, I don't know, some kind of, like, really important decisions in my eyes had to be made about a lot of different things. One of them pertaining to, like, definitely pertaining to my brand, because obviously with season 2 being over now, season 3 is next. And I think I said I was going to take a break after I released season 2, just because, like, it became kind of a lot at a certain point, especially towards the end, which I have been doing. I mean, I haven't really designed anything. I haven't really gotten into any of that for the past few weeks, honestly. And it's been cool. Just like, you know, just like existing, just like going to work, you know, and just kind of like turning, you know, not necessarily ignoring it, but just like turning that part of my life off for a little bit has been cool. I think it has been helpful to a certain degree. But now I'm like, okay, I kind of need to get back into it, because obviously I don't I don't want as much time to pass between like season one and season two. Like I released season one in September of last year. Second season didn't come out until May of this year. Which, like, in the grand scheme of things, isn't super long, but like I don't really want to wait that long again. And so, you know, season three is on the horizon, or should be, but getting back into it has proven more difficult than I expected. Not necessarily that I'm experiencing like creative block, or not fully. There's definitely some blockage going on in my brain right now. There's definitely some creative blockage going on in my brain that I'm trying to work out and trying to decide the direction of certain things. But it's also just like I have so many ideas about so many things that like choosing which ones to listen to and choosing which ones to and deciphering which ones are the good ones and which ones aren't the good ones, or not necessarily aren't good ones, but just which ones are applicable right now and which ones aren't as applicable at this moment in time is one thing that's kind of like boggling my head, of like trying to figure out what I want to do next and where I want to take it next and how exactly I want to go about doing that is also what I'm trying to figure out very passively in the back of my mind. But then even greater than that, just also trying to figure out like how exactly, and I mean I know how I kind of want my life to go long term, but how exactly I want my life to go short term has also been like on my mind recently. And I know why, because so dates, a lot of shit happens day to day. So much shit happens in a day, it's kind of like ridiculous. This past, let's see, this past Sunday after work, I a couple of my coworkers like we're going to a restaurant like after work, and they're like, oh, like you want to come? And I feel like I had to think about it a little bit, a way more than I should have, because typically like I'm not that person. Typically, like, you know, I don't know, I guess like the bar scene isn't really like me, isn't really where I see myself necessarily. But that day and at that time, I was like, yeah, sure, like I'll go. I was like, why not? And I went and had a great time. Like, I mean, it, like the nitty-gritty of what happened isn't really important. All that matters is like I had a good time. And that, doing that just reminded me of like how long it had been since I'd done anything like that at all. And I was like, shit, like not who have I become? Like, that's dramatic as hell. But like, kind of like, why don't I do more things like that, like more often? And so I'm like, shit, like, I mean, I've definitely been in like work mode and been in like grind mode and all that shit, which is like fine, which is great, amazing. But I think right now I'm trying to figure out like there's also something to be said about like enjoying life as much as you can as you're trying to like build a life, I guess. Because I guess that's what I'm trying to do, is like build the life that I want, and which requires like a lot of work, because like the life that I want isn't just, you know, having a quote unquote like career, like a standard career, and like, you know, having a house and all that shit, all the shit that you can get with like careful planning and like having a career or whatever, right? What I want to do and how I want to live requires a little bit more forethought and a little bit more finesse, if you will. There's no like straight line. There's no like straight path to like, I guess, the lifestyle that I imagine for myself. And so like I spent a lot of time working, I spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I spent a lot of time building it, even though it's very slow rolling at this point. But I'm just like, damn, like I should probably try to enjoy life as well to some degree as much as I can. And I was like, crazy, because I was really thinking, like, when was the last time I just, like, was hanging out with people who I enjoy hanging out with and just, like, shooting the shit. And I was like, man, I feel like, I mean, in college a little bit, but, like, I guess I was, like, more so than, like, 2 years ago when I was abroad, when every day was basically, like, we would just, like, leave class and just, like, dick around for the day and just, like, do fun shit all the time and just do cool shit and just, like, eat good food and just, like, you know, like, shit like that. And I'm like, damn, like, I really would like to get back to that and really would like to get back to living that way. It's just, like, trying to find that balance between, like, okay, when I should, like, work and, or, like, do adult shit versus, like, when I should kind of give myself a break, in a sense. So all that's floating around, swirling around in my head right now. And for anyone who knows me personally knows, like, there's always something swirling around in my head, like, at any given moment. I've realized that about myself. I'm rarely not thinking about something, no matter how, like, big or small, like, you know, insignificant or significant it may be. Like, I'm kind of always thinking about something, even if I don't realize it. It's like there's always something swirling in the back of my mind, like, and so that's what's going on now. That's what's happening now. Everything is just fucking in there, just whipping around, just trying to figure it out, day to day, just trying to figure that shit out. But life is okay. I mean, I say this all the time, I feel like, on this podcast, but, like, I can't really complain too much. My life is not yet what I imagine it will be in the long run and by the end of it, but, like, you know, I think I'm making good progress, although very, very slow, and I cannot stress this enough how slow it's going. It's very slow. But Rome wasn't built in a day, or whatever the fuck they say. I don't know. Rome was built by slaves, I'm pretty sure. So, like, I don't know. Shit happens. Shit is slow rolling. Everybody's timeline is different. All that garbage, blah, 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 blah. Comparison is the, it will kill you, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, all that shit. But yeah, no. Just trying to get back to living as much as I possibly can before we get wiped the fuck out. Honestly, before we get wiped out by, like, some bullshit that could have been avoided, like global warming or, like, World War III or, like, zombies or, like, some shit, like, before we all get wiped off this bitch, which I predict will be pretty relatively soon. I don't necessarily think in our lifetime, maybe not even in, like, the generation that would be, like, my children's lifetime, but, like, after that, I'm like, it's probably pretty close, you know, just for us to get fucked up by, like, some meteors or something. I don't know what it's gonna look like, but, like, I'm just like, yeah, we probably shouldn't, or, you know, I don't know, there's so much shit that happens in the world, like, I literally don't know what it's gonna be that just, like, whacks humanity for good, but I feel like it's coming sooner rather than later. I don't know what it's gonna be. Could be zombies, could be global warming, could be climate change, could be some guy with a gun, I don't know, but, like, I feel like we're gonna get whacked real soon, and I'm just like, damn, like, that's inevitable to a certain degree, obviously, but I'm gonna try to enjoy, I guess because I'm here, I'm gonna try to enjoy it as much as I possibly can before that time comes. Again, it may not come in my lifetime, but, like, it's coming for sure. But yeah, I just don't know. I feel like I'm at a point in life where I'm just like, I don't know. Like I know, but I don't, because I'm trying to make these decisions about certain things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't fucking know, man. I never know anything. I never know anything. But overall, doing okay. That's okay. It's hot as shit, which I hate. But maybe that's why I don't really fuck with like these months, because it's like hot. This is like hot time, which is like hot outside. And I'm just like, yeah, fuck that shit. I spend all my time indoors when I can, and doing indoor stuff because it's boiling hot outside. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, why is it so hot outside? I can't wear any of my good fits. I had to wear shorts, which, if you know me, like, you know I don't like wearing shorts. I avoid it when I can. But also, it gets to a certain point, especially in Georgia, where you just cannot avoid it anymore. Because, literally, if you come out with pants on, you'll die. Like, you will have a heat stroke immediately upon stepping into the sunlight and die. And so that time of year is coming. Maybe that is why I don't associate good things with these months. Because I much prefer fall. I much prefer winter. Shit. I much prefer winter. And people think that shit's crazy. But it's like, listen, like, I much prefer it be like cold as hell outside as opposed to like hot. I can't do hot. Like, sweat? Gross. You know what I'm saying? Like cold, you just cold, but like you start sweating now, it's like, all right, now I gotta shower. I'm taking like 3 showers in a day. Fucking disgusting. It's gross. But anyway, yeah, I think I'm gonna wrap it up. I don't really have shit else to say. Thanks for listening. Episode 24, bang bang. Hopefully I'll be back with another one next Wednesday if I have anything to talk about, if anything eventful happens, which, knowing my life, I'm sure something will happen that's worth talking about. But yeah, other than that, I can't even say I have a great weekend anymore because I don't like my off days change, which is some bullshit. But have a great, I guess, week, because it's Wednesday, right? Yeah, have a great second half of the week, I guess. And shit like that. I don't fucking know. But yeah, catch you in the next one. Thanks for listening. Peace.